Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today. You know, I've kind of felt a little bit like a broken record over the last 3-4 months or so as I've spent a lot of time talking about forages. Unfortunately, it was one of those crops that this summer really kind of took it in the teeth a little bit. It's actually been some issues in some of those stands that have been going on for longer than that, that quite frankly has maybe brought us to where we are today. And so that's why I want to talk this morning a little bit about forage seeding dates and how important they can be. You know, going back just a little bit, even if you look previous to this summer, as we had those fall armyworm issues, we've had about a decade that multiple stressors have actually impacted some of our forage stands. We've got declining fertility. We know that by soil test levels that we've seen over the past decade or better even. We've had some multiple falls that, quite frankly, haven't taken us into winter dormancy in very good shape. We've been pretty dry and even warm in some of those. We've had a couple of rounds of fall armyworm feeding in those. And then there's, of course, the individual things that we have at the farm level, those challenges that we might have in an individual field based upon cutting height or date or any of those sort of things, that have resulted in some perennial grass stands that really could benefit either from overseeding to maybe thicken them up a little bit, interseeding a forage into them to help with them a little bit, or even reseeding completely. Now, every situation is unique. There's not a one-size-fits-all recommendation, but if you are trying to maybe seed into a stand or reseed a stand, you know, we have to consider a lot of things as we do so. One of those is weed pressure. We have to make sure that if we're going to try to control those weeds out there, that that new seedling can handle a herbicide application. So we have to be very cautious about what we're going to use out there, how we're going to use it. We have to know what our intention is and what we hope to accomplish by the seeding. You know, requirements for grazing are significantly different than those that we may have if we're taking it as a hay crop. We've got some flexibility in some that we don't have in others. Are you trying to simply thicken that stand with an existing forage and are going to go back with exactly what you've had before? Or are you trying to add some diversity, maybe a legume into a cool season grass? You know, the answers to those questions affect your approach as well. But as you consider all those options, as you consider all those factors that go into that seeding consideration, make sure that you consider that appropriate seeding window as well. You know, seeding recommendations are designed to achieve the greatest opportunity for a successful forage establishment, trying to maximize that return on seeding cost. That's an important facet of keeping that stand viable, with some flexibility in it as well. We know that those seeding recommendations are not 100% precise. If it says March the 15th is the latest date we can seed, we know that we've got some flexibility around that. But those windows are given with the intent that we will have the maximum return on that seeding cost, the maximum return on that stand as we do that seeding by those seeding dates. Now, there's lots of excellent information when it comes to seeding window recommendations. I would suggest that maybe your first chat needs to be with your seed supplier. They likely have some experiences across their situations as well that maybe give you some idea of what to consider. If the seeding is part of maybe an agency or another cost share program, you may have to meet those requirements. So keep those in mind as you are coming up with those seeding dates. But for additional guidance or to help you explore what other options there might be, I would suggest a couple of different resources. One is the Kansas Crop Planting Guide. This is available via any of our district offices, or if you want to email me, we can sure get you a link to that publication on our publication website at Kansas State University. This is has recommended seeding dates that are based predominantly on area of the state. So you have a crop, you find your area of the state, and it gives you a range of seeding dates for various crops. This is excellent for our commonly planted crops. It's a great first step. If you know what you're going to seed, you're seeding something more traditional, this is a great place to start. The Kansas Crop Planting Guide is a wonderful resource. It's an oldie but a goodie, if you will. Now, if you want to explore some less traditional crops, I would maybe suggest looking elsewhere. There is a tool called the Midwest Cover Crops Council Selector Tool. And this is especially important, I think, if you're looking at maybe a stopgap annual forage to kind of fill in. It is a web-based holy tool, and again, I'd be glad to send you a link to that, but it uses information about your location, your current crop, as well as your desired output. So do I want to graze this? Do I want to hay this? How do I want to manage it? And then it comes up based on those parameters with a multitude of crops and planting windows. So again, if you're looking at multiple crops to maybe even just consider planting or maybe give you some ideas, this is a great first place to start, that Midwest Cover Crops Council Selector Tool. Now, there's no guarantee of success with any of these, but knowing that seeding window is vitally important to at least give you a good first step. If you want to explore those more, want to discuss some of those options or get links to any of those particular tools or publications, I'd be glad to help you out. You can email me at dhallaue@ksu.edu or feel free to contact me via any of our Meadowlark Extension District offices. Hope everybody has a great weekend. This is David Hallauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today.